So I want to do this. I don't have a lot to say, and I mentioned going into the news irritated, maybe troubled. I don't know. I've long talked about this, and I really wasn't going to say anything, but I just, after seeing this story, comes from our friends from the Associated Press, and I'm imagining that they're not the only ones who had been reporting on this. I'm sure there are others that just happen to have this this because the Associated Press serves so many news organizations with updates and such. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how many people call themselves news organizations that rely solely on the services of the Associated Press. It's, oh, here's a story. Let's put it on our site and say that we're a news source. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, guess what? Anyway, that's another story. This has to do with voter fraud, which has long been an issue, I know, especially with this past election. And no, I don't think there was... I always think every election, and this is what troubles me. I always think that through every election cycle that we've had, going back how many election cycles, there's always been some kind of fraud. Some point, there's mm-hmm. never been a perfect election, as far as I know, anyway. And yeah. It almost gets dismissed, and in this case, there's dismissiveness, saying because of how the president and a lot of supporters said that voter fraud, and we would have won if there wasn't enough. And here's a story that once again confirms that. But here's how it reads headline-wise. Far too little voter fraud to tip election to Trump, the Associated Press finds. So on one hand, well, that's good news. Good news that, man, because boy, can you imagine if the story was, attention, there was so much voter fraud that perhaps the election could have been, that would have been whole. But I'm still struck by this has come out, and I don't think I've heard many of the, as I should say, and we refer to as the mainstream news organizations, ones that you would trust and not have news organizations that rely on news as well as commentary programs that sometimes blur that line. Far too little voter fraud, which, of course, suggests...
There should be more voter fraud.
There was voter fraud.
Yeah.
There was voter fraud. In fact, the story says that 475 cases of potential voter fraud have been discovered, which, again, the AP says, far too little to over. I get that. But still, you have potentially 475 cases, which sounds like not a lot. But what happens if there could have been another part of an election, whether it was statewide or right down to your dog catcher, that maybe that instance of voter fraud did tip the election?
Possible.
I mean, this is why I get frustrated over the use of mail-in and
well, I think
technology.
That's part of the problem. There are so many varied ways that people could vote that it became, what's fair.
And I'm not against it. I'm just suggesting that it does happen. I cannot believe in the year of 2021 and all the expertise that we have when it comes to computer technology and such and the geniuses that we have not found the way to have a perfect 100% foolproof count. If we have to go back to each individual person going to a ballot and marking down a box on a piece of white paper and then having your thumb dipped in ink, as we've seen in other parts of the world, to verify that you voted, and having people representing both parties that can officially say, yep, I see the vote, and we're both going to agree here's what it was, and it takes 3 months to do an election, but it's perfect. Hey, I'm for it. I don't know. I don't know. It troubles me. It mind boggles me that we know there are instances, and it's always seemed acceptable because it's so little. But again, while it might not be big because of the amount of votes that happened at the very top of the ticket, we have heard how many races that have been decided by a single vote or tie votes where they flip a coin to figure out a winner. I don't know. Like I said, but I was just intrigued by that. Far too little vote fraud. Okay, fine, but that still means that there was vote fraud. And again, this is something that's how many years have we heard about voter fraud going on?
Right. Well, there's apparently not enough of it that would change the outcome of the overall election.
No, but still, it's there. And so when people say that, voter fraud is not a problem, it is. Mm-hmm. If you've got vote fraud, there's a problem. One of the most celebrated rights that we have when it comes to the way that this country was founded and how we still govern ourselves today.